Well, David, that was a very hard-earned point for the girls today, wasn't it?
Yeah, very well deserved as well. So you look at it from the outset, Chelsea, league champions at home, and they've changed their shape to come and combat us in the way that we're playing. So we deserve kind of like full credit for the result, and also need to look back at what Chelsea have tried to do to stop us and try and get the result on us as well. So really pleasing overall.
A great start to the second half with Frieda giving you the lead.
Yeah, exactly how we planned to set up. It was something we'd worked on, something really we were asking more of, and we wanted more at half-time from them in terms of getting our press right and letting them play and really just setting them up to give those little opportunities to us. So really delighted across the whole group and the staff that you work on these things, then it all comes together.
Just a shame you couldn't hold on to the lead for a little bit longer.
Yeah, it was. I think if we'd have managed just to settle down another 10 more minutes or so, just to settle and just get into our groove. But I think you got to look at Chelsea. They've got so many match winners. I think if the goal didn't come so quickly after, there would have been something build up there. They'd have tried and tweaked and changed it. And maybe eventually it would have worn us down. But you never know. The form that we've been in, defending our clean sheet, if we just got past that 10-minute marker, then we might have been in for something a little special.
But defensively in the second half, you were tremendous, weren't you, for the most part?
Yeah, we were. And we've adapted really well, especially normally playing against either 4-3-3 or a diamond. And we're really comfortable in trying to do that as well with our shape and throwing a different shape on us as well. Let's ask a few more questions, but we were absolutely resolute. It didn't matter. It was just little bits of genius from whether it be Gemma Davison or any of Luca or Kaz Kani that's kind of like just opened up and just opened us up just a slight bit. But then we've always been on shape and been there ready and reacted. And you look at Anne Catherine. She hasn't really made an absolute massive save in the game apart from the one she's conceded, so we have to take credit for that.
And you had to reorganise a bit defensively, of course, quite early on in the game when you lost Emily Westwood with that bang on the head.
Yeah, we were laughing and joking. Woody is the old-timer in the group, and with her coming off, dropped our average age down, an absolute treat. So you look across there wasn't anyone over the age of 25 in that group, and it was only really Kerris, Anne and Alex Windell that are the 25 markers. All the others are either teenagers or early 20s. So shows you how much the group's growing and how much we've got left to give in this season as well.
And Katie Chapman was obviously sent off towards the end. Perhaps he didn't give you enough time to capitalise, maybe.
Yeah, I think it came at just not the wrong moment, but it didn't give us any time to really build into the game. We had one or two little opportunities where we had more kind of like momentum in their half from there and the set pieces to build up, and you could see they were really under pressure at that point. But yeah, if maybe we'd have had another 5 minutes, the game would have worn out, but I think we were on our feet at that point. We'd done so much work off the ball and Chelsea was still going. It was like two box at the end, just throwing weak punches at each other, just trying to swing just one last time to see something happen, because the weather out there was punishing and it was a really high intense game for both teams.
You got 13 points from 9 games. Are you pretty happy with where you are now?
I want more. We could look back at games, and off the top of my head, Liverpool away when we've missed two penalties, and there's opportunities where we went away to Arsenal, we could have nicked one. But you look back, that season's, it's up and down, and other things will fall our way as well later in the season. But we've got a run of fixtures now where we need to put our foot on the gas, and if we're looking at these Champions League places, we really need to put Chelsea under a lot of pressure now with these next 3 games where they've got difficult fixtures in their run-up as well.
You've got Sunderland at home, then it's Reading away and Doncaster Rovers away before the end of July. So this is a big opportunity for you now, isn't it?
Yeah, this is for us to put down a marker. These are going to be tough games. They've all got things to prove, things to fight for as well. And they're teams that have got great team spirit and they battle for every ball. But if we're looking to be Champions League contenders, we need to be taking a high points percentage off these teams to kick on. Because when Chelsea come to our place, we are outsiders Champions League. Because of the draw here today, we do need to beat Chelsea at home. But that means we need to put our foot on the gas elsewhere in our calendar.